Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Happy Friday to everybody. You made it. You made it. Whatever you went through, whatever was on your mind, whatever luggage you were carrying that wasn't positive, didn't get you, didn't beat you. You won. You made it to the weekend. Congratulations. Job well done. DP, Austin Orman, Jay Foreman's on the road, so we're going to let Jay Foreman be Jay Foreman. We got to step up. It's next man up here at 93.7 The Ticket. We'll get into that in a moment. Before we do, Pete will join us, but Austin Orman, let them know about the Mercado.
Gladly, our friends of the Mercado, every type of meat, every type of cut, brought to you by the Certified Piedmontese. If you missed it, Fired Up Friday, another good one today. Follow them on Instagram so you know ahead of time. 11 to 2 at two Lincoln locations, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, and then up in Omaha, 168th and Maple. Big thanks to our friends of the Mercado.
It is, again, on a Friday that we like to send it out on good note. And again, with the Supernovas, we're going to give away some Supernova tickets in the hour. So hang tight, BJ. We got you on YouTube. We're going to get you to hook up. Let Austin know how to deliver your tickets. But yeah, tickets for Wednesday, semifinals, both matches. You're covered. Good dare. Saturday, finals. We have tickets for those as well. We're going to give those out over the course of the next few days. But we'll give out some here in the next hour before 6 o'clock, before we do it again. We head to Grand Rapids tomorrow morning before the sun rises. Rico and I headed to the airport at 4:30. Get that early flight to Grand Rapids because there ain't no easy one and there's no direct one. Hey, have fun. But I get to do it. As Austin and I were saying, gratitude allows me to say that thing that I'm going to do, I get to do, and it'll be a great memory. One of my favorite people in Lincoln, and it's a great representation. Lincoln does not have a better ambassador than our guest now. Pete Ferguson joins us from LPS and the Martin Luther King Jr. rally. Kind sir, thank you for making time on it, Friday.
No, I appreciate it. And oftentimes, like I said, when you get to sit in the seat of a Hall of Famer, and I'm not talking about Raph.
Right,
because he didn't collect his
award.
Oh,
he was claiming it.
Yeah, he claimed
it. Oh, he was texting it right now.
Oh, yeah, he was saying he thought the message was about him, but most definitely humbled, honored, always truly appreciative of you and then Austin, and just the station of providing a platform for a voice. So thank you.
Through all of this, right, that there are several ways to define what Pete Ferguson does in this space, in this community. And Austin and I literally are talking, Austin will confirm that we were talking before you got here, that there's certain people in this space that enable the space, celebrate the space, change the level and location of it, dictate that the vacuum is moving in a positive direction, that you are loving on, directing, guiding, and being a mentor to Lincoln scholars. And this is the future of this community. The future of this community in full, in the hands of a good human being doing good things actively on a consistent and regular basis. And it's easy to call it service My brother, who's one of my favorite, one of my first heroes, is a minister in Virginia, and he likes to say that faith is the thing that takes the burden off of activity that turns it into service. And once it's service, it has no weight. It is no burden when it is service, and that you have a full understanding that being grateful for the opportunity to help somebody else get theirs, to find their way, to light the path has to be cleared, and it takes a shepherd to be out front to clear this thing. You are that for Lincoln in full. And I just wanted to take time to say, every Sunday morning, and folks, I just want to tell you, if you haven't subscribed on Amazon or Spotify or YouTube or Facebook or X to get Pete Ferguson's show Sunday morning, you're missing out on everything good about Lincoln. That you should find those programs on social media. Find them on Amazon Prime. Go and find it. Bigger Than the Score is the name of the show. And it's not even a show. It's a meeting place of all the good things that you can put together in one space. So, Pete, I just, every opportunity I get, I want to say thank you, one, for who you are, because no, you don't have to do that, but you're choosing to do it. And I know the friction that you go through in trying to love people out loud. It's a weird thing about humans that good people always receive friction to do the great thing that they're going through. Like, we know that. Like, there's that gospel book. And everybody in the book who made it to that book that is eternal had to go through some stuff to make the book. Nobody in the book is famous because they had it easy. Nobody in the book is in the book because they weren't trying to love the other humans around them. They all had to go through some stuff because they loved. And here you are, kind sir, in the education system, in a vacuum, in the community, you're in corners. You're reaching dark corners and dark spaces and being the light. And I just wasn't going to start anything today without saying to you, brother, I am so proud of you. I'm so honored to be in this space with you. I love the fact that you, on purpose, love the young people of Lincoln at such a high vibrancy that other people can't even hear it, man. Thank you for who you are and what you do.
You know, I don't get emotional much, but, you know, I am truly appreciative of those words. I'm humbled. I'm honored. And one of the things that I've learned, and I don't say later in my life, but just, you know, recently, is people have said, don't push away a blessing. And, you know, a lot of times people get in space and say, you know what, it's other people, and it is. And I have been fortunate to be invested in by so many people that are countless. But I'm going to start first and foremost is give grace, give honor to my parents, Howard Ferguson, who's deceased, and my mom, Alita M. Ferguson. And my dad is the reason I'm a Cowboys fan, but grew up in Nacogdoches, Texas, and served in the military for 25 years. And we were a sir and ma'am household. We were a sir and ma'am household. And even when he passed, people ask, you know, I think I've said their full name, like I can count on hands and toes. And this is one of the times. And my mom, who was born in Compton, California, an educator for 40 years, always, and you talked about service, and they use the term investing. And they invested in me, but also invested in so many others. I think about AD, who you have on the show, who says Mr. Ferguson and Mrs. Ferguson. And we moved here. We were in about 8-9 different states and moved here in middle school. And just the people, my mom had Alzheimer's for 12 years. And I remember when we were looking for places for her, memory care places for her to stay, I remember somebody said, is your mom Mrs. Ferguson? She was my favorite fourth grade teacher. And this is, and I'm just being unapologetic. This is a black woman who was at Hill Elementary School, was for many scholars the only teacher of color that they had during their career, and in her time of most need, made an impact on them. And Maya Angelou has a quote. I often forget what people have said. I often forget what people have done, but I always remember how people have made you feel.
Yep.
And I really do try to live my life that way. I am not the most graceful all the time on words. Grammarly has been my friend, and I appreciate AI. A couple of years too late, if they would have came in about when I was 21 or 22, I would have had my doctorate. But it's about making individuals feel the way they deserve. Not making individuals feel a certain way, making individuals feel the way that they deserve. And when you talked about being that light for them in the corner, they all have that light. You know, I use a lot of sayings, but, you know, when we talk about education, not everybody's going to go to Harvard, but everybody deserves a Harvard investment.
And that's glorious, right?
Yeah.
Like, and it's weird that it has to be said.
Yeah.
But we always talk about pouring from a full glass and then refilling. In educational spaces, we talk about being careful what you plug into.
Right.
Right? Because it can drain energy or it can apply energy. And to find those good people and to know that they're in Lincoln Public Schools, because your cadre allows me to walk into a room and I'm just one person and I plug into that room, the energy in that room. And yeah, I'm running positive charge to all the young people in that room, all the scholars in that room. But I leave. What happens to the superhero who plugs into an energy source greater than he? Mm. Right? We have to do it. So it's pretty amazing to me that, one, that you exist in the space, two, that you're embraced in the space. Irving Fry likes to talk about being embraced, right? Being celebrated rather than tolerated. And that these young people then learn that positive action is the thing. And it enables every great thing. Every great thing requires that action that's tied to it with love. So there's with that. And you mentioned being a Cowboys fan, and I've forgiven you. I've forgiven you so many times.
We were waiting, Austin. We were waiting for him.
This is what was funny. Like, I wanted, because I know he was going to bring that toxic.
Here we go.
Going to bring that toxic Cowboy stuff into the room. So I'm putting on sanitary gloves. I'm putting on gloves because I don't need any of that Cowboys nonsense getting on me. That's not going to happen. Like, I got family too.
He's got a face cut.
On a full flight tomorrow, DP.
Yeah. Right? I got to protect people. Right? I can't get on the plane with Cowboys cooties first thing in the morning.
I can't
do that. I won't do that. Here's what happened.
Got all these helmets up here. Right. I had one I was going to bring in and go ahead and replace it on Sunday morning.
So I got the gloves on. And then
he's out of town. You're good.
You got to bring the mask, too.
You got the mask.
Right? You got to bring the mask on, too. Right? I can take the headset off because I can hear everything in
here. Austin, just get him the ear shield, too. Get him the eye shield, too, just in case. So, you know, he needs to be...
Hazmat suit just to be safe.
Because if he's going to talk Cowboys, I got to make sure that the Cowboys cooties don't get on me. And here's the thing, but here's the reason why. I know he's a Cowboys fan. And what love allows me to do and what respect allows me to do and what my humanity at this highest level allows me to do is it's not what I tell Pete, it's what I show Pete that matters. As a parent, as a partner, as a friend, as a brother, it's not what I tell him. Because what I tell him only matters if I show him as well. Love and action. Pete knows this. Love and action have to be present at the same time. In order for it to fully land and truly land, love and action have to be together. I can love Pete, but if I don't show him, I have cheated him and myself. If I'm busy around Pete, but I don't show love, I've wasted all of that time. What I choose to do with staff and with this building, with this radio station, with my life, is to be active in both things. And I know you're a Cowboys fan. And again, I can't have this on my hands, but I'm about to reach into some toxicity that I need to protect myself from. So this brother out here wearing 1972 Cowboys gear, and I'm like, literally, I know that's his grandfather's Cowboys jersey.
Oh.
Right? Like, I think it's a Don Meredith back when they were the Texans. But that's okay. We're going to talk.
Now, hang on. I got to hold you off real quick on that. My dad had a lifetime subscription to the Dallas Cowboy newsletter. When it came in the paper form every week, and you would open it up, and there would be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader as well. But he had a lifetime subscription. So when he passed away, they kept coming.
You know what we call that in D.C.?
And I was like, and they're coming in the digital form now.
You know what we call that? You know why they made it? Because in D.C., we would get those too. You could get them. But we lined the rabbit cage.
Wow.
We lined the bottom of the rabbit cage with them. And it came in handy because the rabbit, sometimes he refused. The rabbit knew. Hey, man. Look, man, you don't have a Washington Post or something. We can't do that.
But it's that single ply.
That rabbit wasn't trained correctly. Wasn't trained correctly.
But I wanted to give him something that allowed him to at least understand that he can go new. A small thing to let me say, and again, Pete's been doing this Sunday morning show for so many weeks. That, you know, he's staff now. Pete is staff. He's part of this. He's a professional. And he does it with so much love and labor that you want him to understand that it is seen, it is appreciated, and respected. That you would do this thing for so many other people. And we were joking on air, and there were people who talked about it and said, listen, what Pete does so much for so many people, it would be really cool to do something for Pete. And I said, you know what? There are never truer words to be said. Again, he wearing some 1971 silk screen
Apex
faded right champion. It says champion. You can't even find it anymore.
Austin isn't even old enough to understand Rydell.
Right.
So it says Riddle, not Rydell.
Right. Like he didn't get the authentic one.
Russell.
He got the one from the dude down the street. Right? And then the other part of it is I can't have my dude walking through here with no nonsense. So you gotta wear something legit.
Wow.
You have to wear something legit, kind sir. So the first gift that I gave him was a Cowboys baseball jersey, style baseball jersey, that he can wear amongst his other stuff. And, you know, he asked for a thing, and I went, you know, just in talking. But I said, let me get you something current, something that is stylish. And, look, I had to cover – I got my gloves on. So that I don't get any of the Cowboys stuff on me.
Did you place the order or did Rebecca?
I had to tell some people, right?
He called somebody in. He called one of the interns he made.
I had to tell some people to go get Pete this jersey. But we went and got one of the 75th anniversary joints that Mitchell and Ness makes for the Cowboys. And I know he's a fan of number 88. I know that in Cowboy lore you know, for Washington, we immediately boo the eights. We boo the blue eights immediately. And so, I'm like, okay. And then I had to put the gloves on and do this whole thing, right? But then explaining to him the glory of Washington fans is we love people who love a thing. Thank you. And the fact that you love the Cowboys as much as you do is so respectful. And so, that's why we have a radio station. That people love sports in a way that a lot of people can't understand. And it takes a sports fan to understand how much Pete loves the evil empire. And so, in spite of that, and then he says the thing, Drew Pearson is my favorite player. Well, I'm D. Pearson. I'm D. Pearson. Look, I understand. Look, I didn't cheat against Minnesota in the biggest fraud in Super Bowl in playoff history. I didn't cheat on the man. Listen, I wasn't a quarterback faking as a wide receiver. Like, I understand. But look, man, he's a Pearson. And through all of my time being around the NFL and dealing with NFL alumni, I said, okay, so here's what we were going to do. And he's like, I'm a D. Pearson fan. I'm a Drew Pearson fan. I'm like, okay, you know what? Through action, I can show that not only do you pay attention to what people say, but then you act on it. And so, kind sir. From the man himself. And what it says is this. From the three-time Pro Bowl selector. three-time First Bowl All-Pro, four-time first-team All-NFC, Super Bowl 12 champion, 19 NFL 1970s All-Decade Team, 2005 NFL Alumni Career Achievement Award, Dallas Cowboys Ring of Honor, also from the University of Tulsa. Here's a signed Drew Pearson jersey for you, Pete Ferguson, for all that you do in this space, right? I'm appreciative. I'm grateful. And it just, I wanted it to be said out loud that I appreciate what you do in the space because you make the space better. If you make this space better, it's better for me. It's better for us. It's better for us all. And I wanted to say thank you to that. And on top of that, just another thing, because I know that a lot of the grind of what you do is you have to find sources and resources. I know that you have to do that. Becky's mom was an educator. And her name was Valerie Joyner. And I love that woman like my own. She left us a few months ago. And as a part of what she wanted to leave behind was something, one, to give reason to people that as her spirit travels around us and circles around us, that we say her name. For life beyond our own, we do good things. And Valerie K. Joyner was one of those people. Thankful to my wife, Rebecca, and her family. And we wanted to do something that honored the spirit of Valerie K. Joyner, educator, teacher, lover of life and all things good. On behalf of that, we'd like to present you a check for your foundation and your fund for $1,000 for you to help take care of those young people that you work so hard to take care of. You write checks for people all the time. You deserve to have somebody write a check for you. So in my mother-in-law's name, kind sir, do something great for some more great people if you would.
You're about to get tainted with some hands.
We'll go to break. When we come back, we'll have more Pete Ferguson.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back to Old School on a Friday. And again, you made it to Friday. Congratulations. Job well done. Everything that you worried about, you stressed over, everything that got on your last nerve, you realized it wasn't your last nerve. It was just that one nerve that they were getting on. And you made it through, and now you get to celebrate getting through your work week. I'm here with Austin Orman, of course, and with Pete Ferguson from LPS, educator, mentor, community shareholder, leader, developer, North Star for a lot of young scholars in this space. And Pete, again, to say thank you to you publicly for all that you do, for all the people that you do it for. With that heart of yours, kind sir, this community is very fortunate to have.
Well, thank you isn't enough. I always open up when I speak, you know, I want to thank you in the past for what you've done, because I know there's times that people have not received the affirmation or the love that they should have received. And so thank you just in the past for those times that hasn't been put forward when it's deserved, but just somebody has missed the boat. I also want to just thank you for your presence here today. I mean, without your presence in Lincoln, honestly, I think I listened the other day. It was a Harrison who maybe turned the corner, you know, turned the tide on you and interviewed you. What was it, 7 times you interviewed for the lowest paying job in the space?
Uh-huh.
You know, we talk about individuals not giving up, you know, recognizing their value through adversity. I'm not a big fan of the term, but people will say, you know, showing your grit, you know. The fact of the matter is you could have easily, you know, bounced and gone a different direction, and this is not here. And without you and Rebecca and the successes that you've had, but also the challenges that you've had, like your presence here today, just thank you. You know, Austin, thank you for just being in this space. And I tell people, I'm a huge 80s, 90s R&B fan. It's getting hard now because some of them keep going by the wayside, mm-hmm. but that's for another show.
Find out more. Yep.
But you know, Boyz II Men had a song on their album saying, thank you in advance. And that's what I want to do. I want to thank you in advance, not just for these items, but this is something that, you know, I can show other individuals, but also thank you in advance for continuing to provide a platform to expanding on it. Who knows? Like, I mean, in every month, something new comes forward, but, in advance for the Sunday shows and the opportunities, we were just talking during break that, you know, I remember a scholar having him in here and his dad, it was the old studio mm-hmm. on 48th Street. And I look back and I see the dad kind of wiping his eyes and his son's talking and just killing it. Just really just answering the questions. And I ask him, you okay? And he said, thank you. And he says, I've always seen this in him, but now the world gets to see what I see. And so I thank you in advance for continuing to offer in the space, not only on Sundays, but during the course of the week to the scholar athletes, to the other, what people would say is non-traditional programming, mm-hmm. because what it does is it's not a superhero. I saw in a video once, people said nobody needs any more superheroes because superheroes have to come and save the day oftentimes. But you provide the opportunity for people to be Sherpas. And what Sherpas do is Sherpas lead and showcase the other opportunities. And so this really what this opportunity has been. And so I just thank you in advance for continuing to allow people to come in this space and be those Sherpas to lead and showcase what opportunities are out there, that their narrative is not just a book cover or a book ending, but the content is what's in what the chapters are. And that's invaluable. And I hate to say it, it's few and far between anymore. And 93.7 The Ticket has really done that, not only for them, but it also has really poured into me and made this a space that I truly enjoy 8 a.m. Sunday mornings coming in and getting to showcase Lincoln's, not some of Lincoln's, but you know, it is some of Lincoln's, but best and brightest. And those that you haven't heard from, that's the whole point. That is the absolute whole point, because you have to ask yourself, why haven't I heard of them? And then you can't leave by saying, I haven't heard of them. It's your responsibility to know more about them.
How does a parent, a teacher, a mentor, somebody in the community who has in their sight line and they're in their proximity, some young person who has it, has something special, and wants to give them access to you, How is that done?
Yeah, you know, a number of different ways. I would, you know, what I would say probably the easiest or the best way, if it's Lincoln, you know, Public Schools, it's P and then FERGUS, you know, at LPS.org. If it's something off the grid, and obviously, you know, and I don't say off the grid in a bad way, but, you know, I also, you can look me
speaking
up.
Speaking engagement.
Yeah, you can look me up. Peter Ferguson, BHS.com. Again, Peter Ferguson, BHS, com, and then there's a contact form on there, and you can go ahead and use that to contact me to engage. We can, you know, whether it's speaking, whether it's a workshop, whether it's a conference, and then we'll just determine, like, you know, in what capacity that may be. If it's a school related, then we'll get you the right person. Or if it's something in the community and you want to engage and connect, we'll try to gear you and shift you to the right entity. And figure it out from there. But I think the biggest thing is we talk about, you know, mental health and other things. Sometimes we just don't reach out.
That is the regret, yeah. Right? When people talk about regrets, it's that people don't know that they need love,
yeah.
Or that they are loved and they just don't know it, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what happens with young people, especially nowadays, where yeah. Young people, these are brilliant young people who are just struggling. And we think they're okay, and we don't ask, are you okay? We don't confirm that you're okay. And it's difficult to do because there's masses. Mm-hmm. And even in your own space, in your own homes, you think that it's being received, yep. That the young people are being loved. You think that it's being received, that they think that they know that you know that they're not okay.
Right.
And then the assignment is making it okay to not be okay. Like, just tell me, right? What's going on?
Right.
And we don't do it, but through some of the stuff and what we found, especially in your cadres, that creatively, given a pass to write down what really is one of the great things that you do in this space, is allowing people to say to you, privately or publicly, I'm either okay and I'm good and I want other people to be okay, or I'm not okay. I need somebody to lean in.
Well, and I say the nice thing about the spaces we provide, and you've mentioned the cadre, but whether it's the MLK Youth Rally, whether it's, you know, our empowerment youth, and, you know, our elementary school component that I do, or anything that I'm involved in, people talk about, is it, you know, they feel safe with you. And the bottom line is, anybody that's dealing with young people or adults should feel safe. That's a given. That should be a non-negotiable. I think the difference is we need to modernize our approach and go from safe to creating a brave space. And so when you come into spaces that I'm speaking about, when you're talking about diversity, equity, inclusion, you know, and again, that's from every level. That's from, you know, from elementary, from preschool on up to us as grown. Seasoned professionals is how I refer to it. Mm-hmm. Is a brave space is different than a safe space. A brave space is a space that you can truly be who you are. And you hear the term authentic self. And that's what our scholars, that's what I and I'm just going to put it out there, as a 51-year-old man wants for not only myself, for my wife, for my daughter, is I want brave spaces. Nebraska is a relatively, and I know people will counteract, but a safe space. You know, people, I can run out at 11 o'clock at night and do miles to prepare for a marathon and probably be, for the most part, if I'm doing what I need to do as a 6-3, be okay. Okay. Would I advise it for every? No, but there's not really, you know, people not slump. There's not that in Lincoln, Nebraska. Okay. But is it a brave space that I can walk into certain restaurants? Is it a brave space that I can walk into certain space? Is it a brave space that I can walk into certain board meetings or certain meetings in general? And be who I need to be, and also having, you know, that sense of belonging that inclusion.
One of the things that you do, whether purposefully or not, is to identify blind spots for people.
Yeah.
Right? Just to say that, listen, your child has this talent, this skill. Mm-hmm. They have this need. And parents like to believe that they know their young people. Mm-hmm. But as you said, the parents come with these young scholars and they sit in this space and then they see them, their young people, in such a new way with new eyes. Every time a young person comes in here, a scholar comes in here and has a conversation with you, with other scholars, the parents get new eyes, the scholars get new eyes, and then whoever's listening gets new eyes, because now they're showing you, one, good things exist in this space, positive things, creative things exist in this space. And that even with that, we still need to have our eyes to make sure that they're okay, that they're good, and free to be brave is probably the real thing.
Right, right.
Because bravery, grit, all of those things, the greatest thing that we can give young people is the freedom to be brave so that they're willing to be expressive, to tell me that truth, that truth.
And the power, and the, and the power to, and the power to live their purpose.
Yeah.
So if you come across scholars that I and others are engaged with, people talk about passion. You know, they'll ask a young person, "What's your passion? What are you passionate about?" This is the deal. Like, yeah, I was passionate about running, you know, for a while, and then you know my knee started hurting, and that passion goes by the wayside. Individuals are passionate about sports or music, but oftentimes when it gets hard, you know, that passion starts to dwindle. And so we ensure that, let's discuss your purpose first. So when that passion starts to dwindle, you go to the other P, and your purpose. And so whether that be, and oftentimes I try to tell them, don't make that purpose be somebody else. Because if that other person, I use my daughter for example, is, you know, people like, oh, she was really prepared and she knew so many things. Well, this is the fact is there was no guarantee that I was going to be around her entire life. So I didn't want her passion to be, you know, oh, I'm playing for my, you know, or I'm engaging because of my dad or this, that, and the other. She had a set out purpose of what she was going to do, what she planned to accomplish. And that, like, I'm glad I got to be around for a lot of it, but it was whether I was going to be there or not. And so each of our scholars from every level, and I'll say each of our scholars, but it is each of our community scholars, you know, they're not Pete's kids. Okay. I pay taxes on one and I don't have to pay taxes on her anymore. Okay. But each of our community scholars, you know, has a purpose. And if, you know, as a parent, you know, people ask like, what's the advice? What's something I should do? Is ask them what that is. And you're looking for daily affirmations and you can pull those offline, this, that, and the other. Like, they have it right there. Ask them what it is and recite it every morning. And I'm not just talking about young people. I'm talking about us as well. My purpose is to empower, it's to educate, and it's to engage. It's Peter Ferguson's BHS. They're like the motto, logo, whatever, to empower. One, I always want to make sure that I'm in spaces that I am empowered. I'm moved forward, but I also want to be an individual that does that to individuals as well. AD, you know, again, has been a tremendous friend and is a mentor, but he always, I remember he said, you know, motivation leaves the room once you do, inspiration stays long after you're gone. Mm-hmm. So empowerment to me is very different, but it's mutually beneficial. I want to be somebody that is, I'm a constant lifelong learner. I tell people I've gotten my doctorate from the community.
It's the thing we did today. Usually on my walk, those things land. And I said, today's episode was about victories and lessons.
Yes.
It's one thing to do it for somebody, do it for dad, do it for mom, do it for name on the back, do it for the name in the front. But why does that matter? The lesson is in why that matters, because that thing is the real drive. Why do you want your parents proud of you? Yeah.
But it goes back to that purpose.
Yeah.
Everybody says, what's your why? What's your why? Well, the bottom is, if your why happens to leave, because a lot of times people put the why is an individual. It is a certain thing. It is a structure. And unfortunately, you know, for those that were impacted by the weather 2 weeks ago, if your why was a house and your house is not there anymore.
Now what?
What do you do?
Now what?
And so most of those individuals, the why wasn't their place. They're rebuilding because of the purpose is family. It's the purpose of community. And so you've got to, you know,
the word we're looking for, Pete Ferguson,
love.
Man, love is a look, man. You ask people all the time, what are we pursuing? You're either pursuing love or you're running from fear.
Right.
Every human initiative, every action, thought, motivation, other starts from either running to love or running from fear.
And let me give you, we had scholars yesterday, fourth grade scholars, and we finished that prompt because we kicked off the Love Is initiative.
That's where we're headed.
And one of the scholars said, love is purpose, purpose is love.
That's how we know we're going to be all
grade,
right.
Fourth grade.
That's love how is, we know we're going to be all right, man. Look, they are way more open to loving as a verb and as a noun and as an adjective than we are, and we'll be better for it. So we'll throw it right. When we come back, we're going to talk about love is. Love is. We will ask you, to fill, complete, and explain to us what love is to you when we come back to Old School.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Final segment on a Friday on a great week. We will give away Supernovas tickets Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday next week. Because spending time with Pete Ferguson, Austin Norman, a room full of people who were raised and loved on by educators.
And the Cowboys.
No. To know that education is love. Teaching is love. Mentoring is love. Coaching is love. We know those things to be true. And in those space, we said we have the responsibility of putting love into the vacuum. Because if you don't, nature says, if love's not occupying it, I can put something else in it. Nature abhors a vacuum. Put love in the vacuum so it occupies the vacuum and that nothing else can exist. That's what you do on a daily basis for young scholars and people around the country. But you just had a text or email that I think you had to share because it hit me like a ton of bricks.
You know, he doesn't know that I'm going to share it, so I want to. You read it. I'm going to let you summarize the impact because I did. A scholar named Xavier who has been on the show. He actually fire kicks, and so he is an entrepreneur and flips shoes. But a young man who was involved with our equity cadre, but have just gotten to know him over the course of the year. And today we had our State of Diversity address, and he is a part of that and gave a portion of that address. And unbeknownst, I was just checking my text messages, and I did share it with you because it mentioned you. And I'll let you summarize it because I haven't really read the whole thing, but was powerful.
You invite me to these events in these rooms full of exceptional young people. They happen to be scholars, but they're exceptional young people.
Right.
Right. And I don't miss that. And so I get into that room and look, I'm one person tentacling out to 20 to 30 young people. And then I receive that 20 level energy back. It's my responsibility to give love to that group, to give support to that group, and to set GPS love as a GPS. It is the mission. And then once you identify that to intelligent people, they accept it. That, listen, everything that I need to do from this moment in the GPS is declaring my location as love. And then setting love as my mission so that any time that I move, the GPS will tell me it. You stated that love was your mission. It appears that you are detouring into something else. Recalculate. Reboot. Revisit. Reconsider. Redirect. And in that room of young people, brilliant, good young people who received it. And he's just saying, listen, he gave me that this thing, this love thing, out loud, that he's now not only responsible for, but he wants responsibility for. I'm powered that the young man remembered the conversation, which means that we did a good thing, Pete.
And that was October.
Yeah, we did a good thing. We got in the room and we made it better than we left it more covered in love than we found it. And that's really like all of this is just leave the people, situation, circumstances more covered in love than we found. And then we started the project and we're going to put some cards at the front desk here at the ticket. You can find me, Austin, Pete, on social media and ask for cards, and we will have the cards for you. But the cards simply are postcards that allow you. They start with love is.
Right.
And love is just the prompt. One, it is the director, which tells you that love is welcome and in the space, and we want you for a moment to stop and think about love. Above everything else, think about love. And then to tell me what love is to you, whether it is Lincoln, whether it's being a Husker, whether it's being a mom, a dad, a teacher, a coach, a football player, a piano player, love being a member of your family, love being your family dinners. It could be sunsets in Lincoln and the way the sun falls.
It can be something you shouldn't be absent of.
Right. Like, it's a thing. And to call it out loud, and it's a big part of Love Prince for me, is love out loud. You see something good, say something good. And if you don't see something good, be something good so that other people have something that they can be loud about. In this space, these cards just, and they're so, you can put them in an envelope.
Yeah.
Send them in. They will reach Pete. Love is. And whatever love is to you, it's good love. That's what we want to hear. And we'll create a living document that allows us, because a few months from now, we'll have videos. And it'll just be a chain of videos of people saying why they love what they love, why they love who they love, what it takes, what love is moved by, all of that courtesy of Pete Ferguson.
Well, and we've got, you know, like I said, we'll have the cards here. We'll have it up on the website. It's on my website. There's a link. If you want to do it electronically, you can do it anonymously. So that peterfergusonbhs.com. Again, or if you just want to text it in, you know, on Sundays, 8 to 9, you know, we're going to have this Sunday, the Mother's Day edition, we're going to have Dominic Brown. And he's a scholar. And again, he's going to tell you what love is, and he's going to talk about his mom. And he's going to have his mom here in studio, and we've got some surprises for her. But this is a young man that when I asked that question, the first thing he said, love is all about my mom. It's about who she is. And when I said the thing earlier from the young scholar at fourth grade, it said, love is purpose, purpose is love. Couldn't sum it up any better. And so we want a living document. But the other part is we want it shared out for those that may be struggling for a definition. And the fact of the matter is we each walk into spaces on a regular basis, and you will ask that prompt, and they will say, I don't have an answer because I've never experienced it.
We're going to get you to it.
And that to me is the whole part, is nobody's narrative. Nobody's narrative should be without those four letters. And we have a lot of people walking around that, again, somebody may say DP is loved on him, Austin's loving on him, but perception is reality. Mm-hmm. And so if your perception is that you've not experienced any of that, then we have to go ahead.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.